I went out to my window. Wilson, don't leave me.
No, Doc.
Get that man down out of here.
Yes, Doc.
No, don't leave me.
What you say?
Dump me on the telephone.
Yes, Doc. Dump me. Give that guy down his calls and get him down here right away.
Don't leave me.
Just a minute, Doc.
Chumley, we've got to talk to you. This thing is serious.
It certainly is.
More serious than you suspect. Where can we go to talk?
Oh, not in there, not in there.
The doctor doesn't want you in his office.
No, sir.
Sit down, Dr. Chumley. Sit down, little man.
Stand up, Dr. Chumley. Sit down, little man. Wilson, don't go. Don't leave me.
Now, Chumley, here are my notes. The facts. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can all hear you. Is that good?
Now then, Dr. Chumley, has it ever occurred to you that possibly there might be something like this rabbit hobby?
Of course there isn't! And anybody who thinks so is crazy! Well, don't look at me like that! There's nothing funny about me! I'm like my father's family. They're all dead.
Now then, Chumley, my client, the plaintiff, Mrs. Vita Louise Simmons, swears under oath that on the morning of November the 2nd, while standing in the kitchen of her home, hearing her name called, turned and saw this great white rabbit Harvey. He was staring at her. Resenting the intrusion, she made certain remarks and drove the creature from the room. He went.
What did she say to him?
She was emphatic. The remarks are not important.
I want to know how she got this creature out of her sanitarium. I'm in her home.
I hate to have to tell him, Judge. It isn't a bit like Mother.
Quit stalling. Let's have it.
She looked him right in the eye and exclaimed in the heat of anger, "To hell with you!
To hell with you!" He left?
Yes, he left, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is it perjury or is it something we can cope with? I ask your opinion.
Ruth, I've been looking all over for you. Dr. Sanderson, disregard what I said to you this afternoon. You are a very astute young man, and I want you on my staff.
Oh, my, is it you're here?
Your aura. Keep your aura out. If this formula brings people back to reality, then give it to him. That's where we want help.
I'm not sure that it would work in a case of this kind, Doctor.
It always has, Doctor.
Harvey always follows Elwood home.
He does?
Yes, but if you give him the formula and Elwood doesn't see Harvey, he will let him in. Then when he comes to the door, I'll deal with him. Oh, Mother, won't you stop talking about Harvey as if there was such a thing? Myrtle May, you've got a lot to learn, and I hope you never learn it.
Shh, here he is. Well, Chumley, what do we do? We've got to do something.
Oh, yes, we must. I should say so.
Yes, it's imperative.
Well, while you're making up your minds, why don't we all go down to Charlie's and have a drink?
You're not going anywhere, Elwood. You're staying here.
Yes, Uncle Elwood.
Stay here, son. I plan to leave. You want me to stay. An element of conflict in any discussion is a good thing. It means everybody's taking part and nobody's left out. I like that. How did you get along with Harvey, Doctor?
Shh. We're waiting for your answer, Doctor.
What?
What is your decision?
I must be alone with this man. Will you all step into the other room, please? I'll have my diagnosis in a moment.
Do hurry, Doctor.
I will.
You stay here, Elwood.
Let me give you this chair, Mr. Dowd. Let me give you this cigar. Is there anything else I can get for you?
What did you have in mind?
Mr. Dowd, what kind of a man are you? Where do you come from?
Didn't I give you one of my cards?
And where in the face of this tired old earth did you find a thing like him?
Harvey the Pooka?
Is it true that he has a function? That he
gets advance notice? I'm happy to say it is. Harvey is versatile. Harvey can stop clocks.
What?
You've heard that expression. His face would stop a clock.
Yes, but why? To what purpose?
Harvey says that he can look at your clock and stop it. And you can go away as long as you like, with whomever you like, and go as far as you like. And when you come back, not 1 minute will tick by.
You mean that he actually...
Einstein has overcome time and space. Harvey has overcome not only time and space, but any objections.
And he does this for you?
Well, he is willing to, at any time. But so far, I've never been able to think of any place I'd rather be. I'm always having a wonderful time just where I am, whomever I'm with. I'm having a fine time right now with you, Doctor. Corona, Corona.
I knew where I'd go.
Where?
I'd go to Akron.
Akron?
There's a cottage camp outside Akron and a grove of maple trees. Cool, green, beautiful.
My favorite tree.
I would go there with a pretty young woman, a strange woman, a quiet woman.
Under a tree?
I wouldn't even have to know her name. I would be just Mr. Smith.
Why wouldn't you want to know her name? You might be acquainted with the same people.
I would send out for cold beer. I would talk to her. I would tell her things I have never told anyone. Things that are locked in here. And then I would send out for more cold beer.
No whiskey? Beer is better. Maybe under a tree, but she might like a highball.
I would let her talk to me, but as I talked to her, I would want her to reach out her soft white hand and stroke my head and say, poor thing, oh you poor, poor thing.
How long would you like that to go on?
2 weeks.
Wouldn't that get monotonous? Just Akron, beer, and poor, poor thing for 2 weeks?
No, no, it would be wonderful.
I can't help but feel you're making a mistake in not allowing that woman to talk. If she gets around at all, she may have picked up some very interesting little news items. And I'm sure you're making a mistake with all that beer and no whiskey. But it's your 2 weeks.
Cold beer, and Akron, and one last fling. God, man!
Do you think you'd like to lie down for a while?
No. No! Tell me, Mr. Dowd, could he do this for me?
He could, and he might. I've never heard Harvey say a word against Akron. By the way, Doctor, where is Harvey?
Why, don't you know?
Well, the last time I saw him, he was with you.
Ah.
Oh, he's probably waiting for me, down at Charlie's.
Oh, that's it. He's down at Charlie's.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Oh, no, Mr. Dowd, not now.
I couldn't leave without saying goodnight to my friend, Dr. Sanderson.
Mr. Dowd, Dr. Sanderson is not your friend. None of these people are your friends.
Thank you, Doctor. And I'm yours.
And this sister of yours, she is at the bottom of this conspiracy against you. She's trying to persuade me to lock you up. Today she has the commitment papers drawn up. She's got your power of attorney and the key to your safety box.
She brought you out here.
My sister did it all that one afternoon. Beat it is certainly a whirlwind.
God, man, haven't you any righteous indignation?
Dr. Chumley, my mother used to say to me, in this world, Elwood, she always called me Elwood. She'd say, in this world, Elwood, you must be, oh, so smart, or, oh, so pleasant. For years I was smart. I recommend pleasant. You may quote me.
Just the same, I will protect you if I have to come in here. Would you like me to do that?
No, doctor, not unless Vita wanted it that way. Oh, not that you don't have a nice place out here, but I think Vita would be happier at home with me and Harvey and Myrtle May. Miss Kelly, divine grace has never brightened this enchanting face. Ovid's mythology. My dear, you will never look lovelier.
I'll never feel happier, Mr. Dabb. I know it.
Well!
Yes, doctor.
I wonder if I'd be able to remember any more of that poem.
Say! Maybe this rabbit gang is a good one. Kelly never kissed me.
Ovid has always been my favorite poet.
Okay, pal, you're discharged. This way, yeah.
Wilson, take your hands off that man.
What?
Apologize to Mr. Dowd.
Apologize to him? This guy with the rabbit?
Apologize, apologize.
I apologize. That's the door.
If I leave, I'll remember.
Mr. Dowd, do women often come up and kiss you like Miss Kelly did just now?
Every once in a while.
Yes?
I encourage it too.
To hell with decency. I've got to have that rabbit. Go ahead and knock.
Dr. Sanderson, I couldn't leave without saying
just a minute, Elwood.
Doctor, do you agree with my diagnosis?
Yes, yes, call them all in.
Thank you, doctor. Mrs. Simmons, Judge Gaffney, will you step in here for a minute, please?
Is it settled?
I find I concur with Dr. Sanderson.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a relief.
Good boy.
Well, let's celebrate. I've got some new bars listed in the back of this book.
This injection is a vital connection. We can't give it to him without his consent. Will he give it?
Of course he will if I ask him.
To give this rabbit? I doubt it.
Don't ask him. Just give it to him.
Bessie's Barnes, Blondie's Chicken Inn. Better late than never. Benny's Drive-In.
Elwood!
We'll go to Benny's Drive-In. We should telephone for a table. How many of us will there be, Vita?
Oh, Elwood!
Mr. Dowd, I have this formula for you. 977. That will be good for you. Will you take it?
Elwood, you won't see this rabbit anymore.
But you will see your responsibilities, your duties. I'm sure if you thought of it, Doctor, it must be a very fine thing. And if I happen to run into anybody who needs it, I'll be glad to recommend it. For myself, I wouldn't care for it.
Hear that, Judge? Hear that, Doctor? That's what we have to put up with!
Vita, do you want me to take this?
Elwood, I'm only thinking of you. You're my brother, and I've known you for years. I'd do anything for you. That Harvey wouldn't do anything for you. He's making a fool out of you, Elwood. Don't be a fool.
Oh, I won't.
Why, you could amount to something. You could be sitting on the Western Slope Water Board right now if you'd only go over and ask them.
All right, Vita, if that's what you want, Harvey and I will go over and ask them tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I never want to see another tomorrow. Not if Myrtle May and I have to live in the house with that rabbit. Our friends never come to see us. We have no social life. We have no life at all. We're both miserable. I wish I were dead, but maybe you don't care.
I've always felt Vita should have everything she wants. Vita, are you sure? I'll take it, doctor. Where do I go?
Oh, in Dr. Sanderson's office, Dow.
Say goodbye to the old fellow for me, won't you? How long will this take, doctor?
Only a few minutes. Why don't you wait?
We'll wait.
Dr. Sanderson said it wouldn't take long.
Now, mother, don't beat it!
Oh, how can I help it? How stunning! Mother,
do you want?
I'm looking for this little short... There you are, lady. Jumped out of the cab without paying me.
Oh, yes, I forgot. How much is it?
All the way out here from town is $12.75.
$12.75? I could have sworn I brought my coin purse. Where is it?
Sorry, nothing but a check.
You don't take checks.
I know.
Dr. Chumley, do you happen to have $12.75 I could borrow to pay this cab driver?
Haven't got my wallet. No time to get it now. Have to get on with this injection. Sorry.
I'll get it for you from my brother, but I can't get it right now. He's in there to get an injection. It won't be long. You'll have to wait.
You're gonna get my money from your brother, and he's in there to get the stuff? That they shoot out here?
Yes, it won't be but a few minutes.
Lady, I want my money now.
But I told you it would only be a few minutes. Besides, I want you to drive us back to town anyway.
And I told you that I want my money now. Some nose in the cab, back to town. You can wait for the bus at 6 a.m.
Full of all the pig-headed, stubborn things.
I should say so.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing that $12.75 won't fix. And I told you, take it or leave it.
I never heard of anything so unreasonable in my life. Dr. Chumley, would you let Elwin step out here for a minute? This cab driver won't wait.
Don't be too long.
Elwin, I came off without my coin purse. Will you give this man $12.75? But don't give him any more. He's been very rude.
How do you do? The dad is my name, Elwin P.
Lofgren's mine, EJ.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Lofgren. This is my sister, Mrs. Simmons. My charming little niece, Myrtle Mae Simmons, Judge Gaffney, and Dr. Chumley.
Hi.
Have you lived around here long, Mr. Lofgren?
Yeah, I've lived around all my life.
Oh, do you enjoy your work?
It's okay. I've been for the Apex cabs 2 years, and my brother Joe's been driving for Red cabs pretty near 5.
You drive for Apex, and your brother Joe for Reds? That's interesting, isn't it, Vita? Mr. Lofgren, let me give you one of my cards.
I'd better get on with this, Dowd.
Certainly, 1 minute. My sister and my charming little niece live here with me at this address. Won't you and your brother come up and have dinner with us sometime?
Sure, we'd be glad to.
When? When would you be glad to?
We couldn't come any night but Tuesday. I'm on duty all the rest of the week.
You must come on Tuesday, then. We'll expect you and be delighted to see you, won't we, Vita?
Oh, Elwin, I'm sure this man has friends of his own.
Vita, one can't have too many friends.
Elwin, don't keep Dr. Chumley waiting. That's rude.
Of course. Here you are. Keep the change. I'm glad to have met you, and I'll expect you Tuesday with your brother. Will you excuse me now?
Sure. Sweet guy.
Certainly, you could just as well have waited.
Oh, no. Listen, lady. I've been driving this cab for 2 years. I've drove Maddie in to get the stuff, and I've drove them back after they've had it. It changes them.
Well, I certainly hope so.
And you ain't kidding. On the way out here, they sit back and enjoy the ride. They talk to me. We stop and watch the birds flying and watch the sunsets. Sometimes we stop and watch the birds when there ain't even any birds and watch the sunsets when it's raining. We have a swell time. And I always get a big tip. But afterwards,
Afterwards, What do you mean, afterwards,
They crab. They yell at me to watch the lights, watch the brakes, and watch the intersections. They yell at me to hurry. They got no faith in me or my buggy. Yet it's the same driver and the same buggy, and we're going back over the same road. It's no fun. And no tips.
But my brother would have tipped you anyway. He's very generous. Always has been.
Lady, not after this he won't be. After this, he'll be a perfectly normal human being. And you know how rotten they are. Glad I met you. I'll wait.
Judge Gaffney! Myrtle May! Stop it! Don't give it to him!
Mother!
You can't do that. Dr. Chumley has given the injection.
Mother, stop this!
I don't want Elwood to have it. I don't want Elwood that way. I don't like people like that.
Do something with him, Judge. Mother, stop it! You shut up!
I've lived longer than you have. I remember my father. I remember your father. I remember...
What's this? What's all the commotion?
What's the trouble, Doctor? She's selling off again?
Standing in his way.